My name is Doug Lively, and I'm from Cocoa, Florida, and I work as a project manager. Today I'm recording this interview from Cary, North Carolina. The date is 5/28/2019, and I now live in Cary, North Carolina. My family moved to the Cocoa area in 1957, and we remained there until the 1970s. So during that time, I grew up. I was only about 4 years old, and I grew up watching the space program as it unfolded from my front yard and school playground. We were living in Cocoa, Florida. My family had moved there so that my father could start a TV repair business and make a living for us. But he wanted to do it in a place where there was opportunity, and there was a lot of opportunity down in the Cocoa area. So my father worked as a TV repairman, and I attended elementary school. My mom was a stay-at-home mom and raised three kids, three boys, and then later on a sister. And all around us, I mean, there was all sorts of growth. It was a time of great economic growth for Brevard County, for the entire, what is now known as the Space Coast. My first recollection of the space program was one night my parents told me that there would be a test of a rocket engine. I believe this was an F1 rocket engine. And in those days, we had no street lights. And Florida was and has always been relatively flat. So we went outside, and you could actually see the lights from Cape Canaveral all the way to my house, which is about 26 miles away. They were all shining up in the sky. Again, no street lights. It was all dark sky in those days. And then I recall us going into the house, and then roughly about 8 p.m. or so, the house began to shake violently, like what people might describe an earthquake today. The shelves were shaking, the whole house was rattling, and that was the beginning of the space program for me. And I remember that it was just the coolest thing I'd ever seen. It didn't scare me. Some people may have been scared, but it never scared me. I was always excited to see what a wonderful thing that we were doing with the space program. My next recollection of that would have been in 1960 when Alan Shepard actually lifted off. And I'll never forget that my first grade teacher told us as we were marched out to the playground, "Kids, you're witnessing history in the making." And I remember thinking to myself, "So this is what history feels like." Well, it didn't feel like anything. It just felt like I was going out to the playground to play. And we stood out there, and nothing happened. And they had the radio on over the intercom, and they said that there was a temperature rise in Mr. Shepard's suit. Well, we all know what that was now. But then after that was over, I remember seeing his rocket lift off, and it was just an amazing sight from our playground. There are many more flights that went off that we watched from the playground in those days. I'll never forget when John Glenn lifted off, and we all prayed when he was on reentry, and we thought that his heat shield might be loose, and that was always a time. In those days, they did allow prayer in the school, and so we prayed for him. He made it safely back, and we were all really elated. I remember many times going out to the playground, and sometimes when there was a failure, there would just be a big fireball hanging in the sky over the school. Again, that wasn't something that I ever saw as ominous or scary, but it was just kind of interesting to go outside and see a big fireball from a rocket that had failed, that was just kind of floating out there in the sky. But I do remember those days. What I remember about the Apollo program and especially about Apollo 11, was on the day that they lifted off, which would have been July 16th, I was in high school at that time, and I was 15 years old. And so the high school was close to the Indian River, and my instructor just took us over to the river, and we stood on the banks of the river and watched it lift off. And just watching a Saturn V lift off is just a spectacular sight. There's nothing like it. Even no launches today will even compare to what a Saturn V rocket is when it lifts off. The amazing thing that I noticed that day on that liftoff was roughly about a minute or so after the rocket had cleared the pad, the water in the Indian River began churning. I'd never seen, even though I saw see, had seen launches before, I'd never been by a river when it occurred, and it was really interesting because the water just began churning from the very bottom of the lake. My instructor said that it was most likely sound waves bouncing off the edge of the off the Earth's core and up. And I saw this phenomena occur on other Apollo launches as well. So I can tell you that, that it was really exciting. I remember 3 days later, I was out on a 3 or 4 days later, I was out on a service call with my dad. We were working on a customer's TV right about the time that the astronauts had were beginning their descent with the lunar module. So my father adjusted the set, had got the set working in proper order, and we sat there with the customer, I don't remember his name, and we watched the limb as it descended. And we as Buzz Aldrin was calling out the alarms, we could hear it over the TV. Of course, we were all really concerned. And then and then we knew it touched down because I could see the shadow over the TV from the legs of the limb, when knew it was down and everything. And then finally, though, that there was that pause where we heard nothing. And then finally, Neil Armstrong, with his stating that it was Tranquility Base, the Eagle has landed. And I remember feeling such a feeling of elation. It's more than just elation. It was like, even though the customer was a stranger to us, it felt like, it was a moment of oneness that you could feel all over the world, that people had finally accomplished something as one humanity, not as one nation or even as a group of people at the Cape, but as one people. Humanity had accomplished a giant, giant leap towards the moon. And later, when we returned home, I returned home in time to see Neil Armstrong step out of the lunar module and step down, and of course utter his famous words, a giant, a small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. And it was just an amazing moment. It really was. We were able to watch it all on TV. It was broadcast live, so we were able to see every minute of it. To me, thinking about the moon landing, what it meant to me was that, finally, we had kind of stepped past the confines of Earth, and that we were finally going to be a generation in space. The unfortunate end of that is that, of course, our generation, or at least my generation, was not a generation in space. We were the space program almost as quickly as it began, even more quickly ended. And so funding was cut after many of the Apollo missions. I would say around Apollo 13. And so a lot of people had to put their homes up. There were signs just in the yards of homes as we passed by, just take over my payments. And that's all people wanted to do, because the government had cut funding to the Apollo program, and there was no succeeding program afterwards. It's sad that we didn't have a plan, especially from such a meaningful event, from an event that meant that we could actually go there, we could actually do real research and actually learn more about the moon. In the years that came after the Apollo landings, the technologies that came from those landings more than made up for the initial funding and money that we put into it. I myself was privileged to work on many of those technologies. I worked in the communications sector for many years, developing communications devices that communicated both in analog and digital means across the networks. Networking technologies that I was fortunate enough to develop. All this came on the heels from Apollo. Integrated circuits, which were a mandate. You know, we had to develop integrated circuits and computers. I worked in the computer industry, in the manufacturing sector, manufacturing computers and making sure the computers were working. I later went into programming, which was something that wasn't available for the average kid in those days. Now, everybody's got extremely powerful computers. And then I also have worked in the biomedical industry, and many of the devices and meds that were developed in Apollo and then in the succeeding years with Space Lab and, of course, on the shuttle, went on to become medical devices that actually saved lives. In short, all the things that occurred with our space program, and particularly in Apollo, actually came back to benefit society and improve and add value to humanity many, many times over the small expenditure that we paid. So, in the sense of asking the question, what did the moon landing mean to me? The moon landing meant a value add to humanity, that we would benefit, and we did benefit, more greatly than we could ever imagine, just from that one leap into space. How much more could we benefit now if we would simply put more of our funding and more of our effort into exploring space rather than exploring military options to eliminate one another? I think that humanity overall would have a much, much greater goal and would be much more directed towards a greater whole than resolving and the petty political fights that we see these days. Anyway, that's what it means to me. I think that I've appreciated the opportunity to participate in this interview, and hope it will be helpful to someone in the future. Bye now.